This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
He is one of the most influential ultra-conservative Muslim clerics in the United States. But this Southern College professor says ISIS does not represent his faith, and now they're threatening his life as a result. Joining us now is religious studies professor at Rhodes College in Memphis, Dr. Yasir Qadhi. Dr. Qadhi, good morning.
Good morning.
Why are you speaking out so forcefully against ISIS?
Well, I think it's the religious duty of every single Muslim when a group is hijacking the faith, when a group is misrepresenting the faith, to clarify to the broader world that that faith has nothing to do with the brutal actions of ISIS. ISIS and its beheadings, its burnings of people, its viciousness does not represent my faith, and I feel obliged, religiously obliged, to speak out and tell the world that my faith gives me peace and security. It tells me how to live in this world. It has nothing to do with the fanaticism and the barbarity of ISIS.
When did you come to understand the fanaticism and barbarism of ISIS? Was there one particular event or set of events, doctor, that caused you to speak out in such a courageous way?
Well, I think that all Muslims, as soon as they saw the reality of this cult, this group that just rose to fame pretty recently, I think all Muslims around the world have been condemning ISIS pretty vigorously. And there wasn't any one particular moment, because ISIS from its very inception has been so barbaric. But no doubt, I mean, its beheadings of innocent people, its burning of the Jordanian pilot, these are things that are simply unparalleled in their brutality, and they make Muslims around the world extremely angry at this group.
In terms of Muslims around the world, what should Americans who are not Muslim understand about the Muslim faith and Muslim Americans about mm-hmm. you, like you?
So Islam and American Muslims, I mean, it's like every religion. It has its rituals, it has its theology. Islam is all about the worship of God, and it's the God of Abraham and Moses and Jesus and Muhammad. So American Muslims are no different than any other religious group in terms of we have our rituals, we have our theology, and I would encourage everybody to not believe everything you see on TV and just go to a local mosque or find a Muslim colleague and ask them directly. Go to the source and you'll see we're just as human and we're just as American as every other religious group out there.
Here you are, a Muslim American being threatened here in the United States. Mm-hmm. ISIS threatening to take your life. Will that deter you? Will you continue to speak out against what you call the brutality and fanaticism of ISIS?
I, along with all other American Muslims, and really Muslims worldwide, I mean, it's our religious duty, and especially with regards to Muslim clerics like myself, I think it's my God-given duty. I think it's my responsibility to speak out against this group. And so as long as I'm alive, I ask God for the courage to speak out against every injustice and brutality, including that of ISIS.
Is there an opportunity for any discussion with ISIS, or does it need to be handled in a different way?
I think that the sympathizers of ISIS, we can't talk to them. We can't, like I just saw this video clip of the three girls. I wish I could have gotten to them and spoken to them before they decided to go. But I think the people that are actually running ISIS, I think that they've made up their minds. Then there's just no, you cannot negotiate or talk to people that are going to burn people alive. I think that's beyond scope.
Doctors, a final question. Has there been a metamorphosis, a change in your understanding of Muslim relationships in the world over the last 10 to 15 years?
Yes, of course. I think all of us grow and mature, and as I've matured as well, all of us have basically learned from life's experience and wisdoms. And I think if a person remains the same at the age of 40, 50, 60 as they were when they were 20, yeah, they've kind of lost the experiences that life has given them. So all of us, including myself, have matured over the last few decades.
Dr. Yasir Qadhi, we wish you safety and we thank you for your courage and for speaking out in such a forthright way. Be well.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you.